Welcome to Her Life, wisdom and tips for every woman. I'm your host, Emily Rogers. Life is often characterized by seasons of transition and self-discovery. This series is about sharing stories, experiences, wisdom, and practical tips for women no matter where they are or what they're doing right now. We will hear from extraordinary women who have walked different paths and emerged with insights and inspiration to share. Let's dive in. So welcome to our final episode of the Her Life series. Now, I know I've been excited about all of my guests, but I'm particularly excited to have Audley Stevenson here today. Now, you're going to hear this during the interview, but Audley is super dynamic and really energetic. He's known for his positive attitude, his optimism, and he has a really exciting viewpoint on life. He's got a passion for pursuing things you love, and he's a podcaster, he's a coach and a speaker and a thought leader when it comes to the connection between being audacious and having personal success in life. So, Audley, thank you so much for being here.
Well, Emily, it's such a pleasure, and thank you for making the space for me to come in and beat it this week. So I appreciate it.
It's really cool to have you here because, Audley, we met a few weeks ago and I was interviewing your podcast and we got talking about living an audacious life, and your podcast is Audacious Living, and I'll put all the links in the show notes for people. But we were talking about living your best life, living that audacious life. And the one thing that came up, which we were both interested in, is how does family fit into that?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think when we talk about family? What does it mean to you?
So I believe in the foundation of family. Actually, right over my shoulder, you'll see a photo of my children and I. And I believe in family wholeheartedly. I take my job as a parent very responsibly, and I think it's, you know, our job as parents to sort of guide our children to that next generation. And so for me, the thing that resonates, so as a young man, I grew up without a father. My parents split up, I was quite young. Interestingly enough, though, I didn't, because I had such a strong mother who represented everything, who loved unconditionally, who gave, who supported, who taught. She did everything imaginable. I didn't grow up feeling like I was missing anything at all. Not at all. And when my eldest daughter, she's 28 now, when she was 6 months old, my father resurfaced in my life. And he resurfaced with the intent of wanting to find his son and connect. And and I was very open to it. I actually didn't carry any sort of negative feelings or any sort of bitterness around the fact I grew up without my father.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, Audley is actually his name. So I carried his name.
Oh, okay.
I was Audley Stevenson Jr. I had no idea what the senior looked like, but it didn't matter to me. I was content. So I want to stress the fact I didn't feel like I missed anything.
Yeah.
In fact, when my father reappeared years later, you have time to reflect on this, because basically what happened is he reappeared, came back into my life. I found out that he was very, very ill. He was gravely ill. That was one of the motivations why he wanted to, you know, find his son. And then about 3 years later, he passed away. And so, the window of time that I had my father in my life was about 3 years.
Yeah.
And because he didn't, because he initially didn't tell me about his condition or his illness, I didn't know right away. So there wasn't that sense of urgency, if you will. I just said, "Oh, my father, nice to meet you," that kind of thing. And I wasn't really thinking about, we only have X amount of time together.
Yeah.
But it was probably almost a year and a half is when he said to me, "Here's the situation, here's what you need to know." And I grew up with a tremendous amount of respect for him. He didn't have to come and look for me. Yeah. He didn't have to care about anything I had to do with me, but he did. And oftentimes said that I've learned some incredible lessons of parenting
yes.
through his absence as well as his presence. Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
When he resurfaced in his presence, what that taught me is that it's never too late. It's
Yes.
never, it doesn't matter how much time you think that has passed, no matter how late you think you may be, no matter how in vain you might believe it is because of the lack of the amount of time that's passed, it never, ever, ever, ever is too late. And so I learned that in his presence when he resurfaced.
Yes.
And in his absence, I actually learned how to become a better father because I knew what I wanted and what
Yes.
I didn't want.
Yes.
And, and so I've been married twice, and I have children from both marriages, and I'm incredibly proud of the fact that despite what's taken place in the relationship with their mothers, that my children and I have a phenomenal relationship.
Because that's one thing we talked about, Audley, and that's, you know, one of the reasons that I really wanted to get you in here for this interview is because family doesn't have to look a particular way, does it? It can be absolutely anything.
Absolutely. So even now, as I speak, I recently purchased a home with my eldest daughter, and so we've gone from daughter and father relationship to now we're co-owners together, and then my other two children, we alternate weeks with their mother, so we 1 week and 1 week off. And what's actually happened is I've created an opportunity where all three of my children and I can be under the same roof for the exact same time. I never had that, right?
Yeah,
Just based
yeah.
on the situation, I had that. And so I've got this incredible sense of appreciation for the time. I think time spent is so, so, so important. And so I have this incredible sense of appreciation of the time I have with me and my children all together in the same groups. And so
I love that. I
it
love
goes
that. Because I
back.
think a lot of us as parents, you know, we've put a lot of pressure on ourselves to create what should be a perfect
Right.
family situation. But actually, as you've just described in your own situation and what you now have with your own children, you know, you don't, there is no perfect, and you don't have to have it looking a particular way for it to be an amazing experience for you and your kids.
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. We write our own stories, right? Life is a collection of experiences that make up stories that make up what we believe of the world.
Absolutely.
So, my story is just that. You might start off a certain way. It was never my intention to be divorced twice and not be in a situation where I'm with my children full time. That wasn't the game plan. The game plan was, you start a family, you move forward.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, as I said, things happen.
Yeah.
And it's our response and how we react to them, what we do after the mess has been made, right? Like that's what the true test is.
Yeah.
And so in my situation, I think I've been able to turn those messes around into something wonderful.
And so when you think about it now as a parent, what are the values that you're trying to instill in your children that maybe you learned from your mom or from the experience with your dad? What values are you trying to instill now?
Well, in keeping with my brand, very much audacity and demonstrating audacious behavior, I think is probably the number one thing. And it's not hard to do that because, and I so want to be clear, when I started this podcast about audaciousness and this whole brand and movement, it was easy to do because it was very much part of who I was. So I wasn't reaching for something else to become something else or become something else rather. And so I believe I live that daily just through my actions. And they're able to witness and see firsthand. But almost every opportunity I can get, if there's a situation as you created or an opportunity that has come up as a result of, I took this audacious behavior, I actually take the time and point out and goes, hey guys, like, look, my son go, hey, look, this only happened. I did this, and I did this, and I did this, and that's why we're here.
Yeah.
And so, I've never been the lecturer. I don't really lecture and use the words. I really do believe in the power of action. And so certainly the audaciousness is this huge, big part of it. I do reinforce family. My children all know how important the home structure is and the home structure that we've created. They understand how that is, how important that is to me personally. And just the idea of just being able to sort of love and support one another. Those are the three other things that come out regularly. Again, not through my words, but through my actions. And that's where I think we have the biggest.
Literally walking the talk and showing your kids. So tell me, I mean, you've probably alluded to this enough, but how does, you know, your own experience and obviously the changes you've had in life, how does that affect how you show up for your kids?
Well, I think, you know, so I look at it this way. I think, you know, our life is a collection of experiences.
Yeah.
Right. And those experiences help inform us, help educate us, help teach us, and help guide us as to what our next steps will be. And so I believe that the more experiences that you have, the better you are as an individual, because in every experience, you're going to walk away from a lesson. So every time you try, I encourage trying as an example. And every time you try something brand new, one of two things are going to happen. You'll either succeed at what you did, or you're going to fail miserably.
And learn.
And the great thing is that both of them are good for you, even the failure, because if you can fail, and I want to underscore this, the failure is only of value and of use is if you walked away with a lesson from that experience that you can use for next time. Yeah. If you go through an experience and you don't succeed, you don't experience that success that you're looking for, and you also do not pay attention to the lesson that it offered you, because always every time is a lesson. And if you miss that lesson, that is when you truly fail.
Yes.
So I very much think that as long as I am taking those bold and audacious steps, and I'm demonstrating that through my actions, because the experience came up and it taught me this, and I did this instead. And that's how we grow, learn, develop. And as a parent, that's how you can show up for your children, by showing them through your actions. Again, I there's absolute value in words. I'm an orator, you know. I speak and I podcast, and so I do recognize the value of words, but I also recognize the tremendous and significant impact of our actions as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I love that. And someone just said to me last week, if you're not succeeding, you're learning. So you've got one or two things that going on. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You mentioned that you've got some lessons that you learned that you've carried with you. What are those lessons in terms of being a parent and showing up for your kids?
And so the interesting dynamic in my case, I'm now living with my adult daughter as an example.
Yeah.
You know, once upon a time she was my daughter, my child who I raised, and we've come together to live together, and I have to respect who she now is as an individual. I have to respect and trust in the fact that I did my job as a parent by instilling in her the values that are important to be able to succeed in life. There's no redo at this point. Like, it's, you know, and so you trust, right? Trust that you've done everything for them to make the right decisions. That's not always going to happen. And there are times that they will mess up, and those times that they'll get it wrong. But trust at the end that you've done everything that you possibly can, and you've left them with the enough tools to make that right decision.
Yeah.
At the same time, because and again, this experience, you know, with my daughter just taught me so much. I also recognize that as a parent, there'll always be a role for you. You know, it's really easy to think, oh my gosh, like, they're older and I don't need them. But there's always something of value to offer. And the key in this, as parents, we've got to make that adjustment, right? Mm-hmm. In our eyes, they'll always be our children, without question. Always be our children. But we also have to adjust to the fact that they're our children, but they're also adults too.
Yeah.
And we can't treat them like the child that we want them to be in our minds.
Yeah.
And so that's where the adjustment is, because now I've got to pivot and say, okay, so I can't do that. What can I offer?
Yes.
And that takes a bit of an assessment to figure out where, you know, your individual child's at and what they need and what they'll look to you for. It'll be vastly different than what you might think it is,
yep.
But still an important exercise to go through. And so, yeah, those have been a couple quick things that have come to mind in terms yep. of, you know, where I'm at now, my parenting journey. And it's been vastly, it's been such a wonderful, wonderful time. It has been.
And I don't mean this to be a trick question, but for someone like me with teenage daughters, what would be one tip or insight that you'd share?
I really do believe in allowing your child to form and forge their own path.
Yeah.
And also appreciating that path they take may end up being very, very different than yours. You know, it's just, that's, you know, what it is. As an example, I don't drink. I don't consume alcohol. However, my daughter does.
Okay.
Right. And so, you know, that's a lifestyle choice that she made for herself that I've got to accept. I can say, well, you shouldn't, and I don't want you to, and I don't, so why should you? I can go through all that. But at the end of the day, you know, that's a choice that she's made for herself, and I've got to respect that. So, you know, I think it's almost like you're going on, and you might kind of go off kilter a bit, but there will be an alignment, and they will center back to where they need to be. Right. Yeah. And so, it's just trusting that you've done everything within your power as a parent to instill the values, the understanding. You know, you've taught them respect, all the things, we know them all, we've taught them the values. I know that, you know, we've given them, I think of it like a toolbox, right?
Yes,
we've given them a toolbox of all sorts of different tools, and they're now equipped, and they now can discern for themselves, okay, in this situation, I'm gonna need that hammer now. In this situation, where's the screwdriver? Oh, dad taught me that when this comes up, I'll need a saw, right?
Yeah.
So it's understanding that you've equipped them, because we really have. Whether we've had that actual, that intentional, verbalized conversation, we said, this is what you do. Regardless if we had that or not, do know that they've been watching us as parents their entire lives.
Exactly.
Where the biggest lessons have come in.
Yeah, it comes back to walking the talk again. Tell me, as a parent through your own journey, as a, you know, with a single mum and then your father coming back, but now as a parent to your children, what is one thing you've really learned about yourself from all these different influences?
Yeah, great question. You know, I really do. I didn't realize how impactful it was to how impactful my father was until he resurfaced. Again, I didn't miss him because I had enough. However, when the opportunity to find out who my father was, I was excited. Like I remember the day vividly. I had received a call from the Red Cross, and the Red Cross, they have a service where you can alert, you know, search for lost family members. And I remember getting this with a voice message. So that shows how long ago it was. They left me a voice message, and they said, "Hi, Mr. Stevenson. You know, one of your natural parents is looking for you. Please contact us." And I remember calling my mom, chuckling. I go, "Oh, I hear you're looking for me. What do you want?" Right? Because it wasn't. Could have been my father. Like, I'd be like, and I remember we sort of laughed about that. And she never, you know, my whole life, she never ever had said anything disparaging about him.
Yeah.
She never had criticized, nothing at all. In fact, you know, I know without question that had there been an opportunity, if she could have done something for me to find him sooner, she absolutely would have. And I don't doubt that for a second. But it wasn't until I met him, I got to see this, you know, this, and so going back to the story, we spoke. I remember I answered the phone, and right away he knew it was me. The moment I answered the phone, he knew it was me, and I remember that was being so surreal because it was the first time we ever spoke. But he knew who I was, and he said he'll come and pick me up. And we made arrangements to meet the next day, And he rang the doorbell. And just before I went to the door, I remember running out to the window and look outside to get a peek to see what he looked like. And I did that because it was important.
Yeah.
It was important for me to see exactly who this man was. And I may not have recognized it. I may not have put any thought into it prior to that. But it was in that moment, like, yeah, I got to know who my father is. And the interesting thing is, I carried was just his name. And, you know, he was Audley Senior, I was Audley Junior. Yeah. That was a part of rounding up the circle for me, if you will, to see where it all was full circle. And so, yeah, that was a pretty significant lesson because I just didn't know I had that longing to know who he was until it happened.
So what's one thing that you'd like to leave our listeners with today as parents stepping out into the world, you know, again, after listening to this, what's one thing you want people to take away?
We, without question, we are as parents are going to absolutely mess up. We are not going to get perfect. Cause if you really do think about it, the time that you became a parent for the very first time, there was no instruction manual, there was no rule book, there was no anything that could guide you on how to do this parenting thing right.
Yes.
And I would go so further to say that if such a book or document existed, chances are it probably would get it wrong in some regard.
It wouldn't be very helpful. Yeah.
Because our children are all very, very different, right? You can do the blanket parenting and treat everyone the same. I've got three children, but all three very different, and how I deal with them is all very, very different. Yeah. And so you're gonna mess up. You're not gonna get it all right. I actually do think, though, but in those moments where we're getting it wrong, it provides an incredible learning opportunity to get it right.
Yeah.
And you can learn that together with your children. I know I've done that. I've learned together with them at the same time going, okay, all right, you know what? Thank you. And we figure this out and let's get it better for next time. And so that would be, if I were to say the one thing, you know, have grace on yourself.
Yeah.
Don't put any pressure and continue to trust that you are making, you know, the right decisions from the right place, that you're not doing it for any other position outside of, you know, wanting the best for your children.
Yeah, I love that. That's brilliant. Thank you. Thank you so much, Audley. I love that you bring your audaciousness through in everything you do. I really do love that. And I think people need to go and check out your podcast. So go to bestaudaciouslife.com. I'll put all the links in the show notes so you can connect with Audley, because we focused on parenting and family stuff today, but Audley touches on all sorts of different aspects of life. And it's always really, really interesting to talk.
it was even a lesson or process for me to get to this point to understand the importance of, you know, of audaciousness, and it has no connect, you know, Audley audacious. There was no mark. This is a great marketing idea.
It is a great marketing idea.
And you know what? It wasn't like that in a way. I think it was meant to be, and that's why it resonates the way it does. It's very much part of who I am and what I believe and how I've always lived my life. Like, I remember one point in time sort of going through this analysis of my life and recognizing and identifying my major successes and all the wins and everything that went well and everything that went as they should have been. And the common thread, they call that red thread that permeates through everything I had done, was the fact that those things all took place as a result of me demonstrating some form of audacity. And that's when it sort of came like, oh, wow. Yes. Like this isn't just something I came up with. This is very much a part of me. This is what I've always done. Whether I had a title for it, was able to label it or not, it has always been there. And as a result, it's very natural for me. And so that's what the journey has been like. Really some analysis to who and what I am. And so for our listeners, I would encourage, you know, the listeners to take that moment to understand, you know, what their thing is, right?
Yeah.
What their audacious element that exists inside. Because we all have it. It's there for every single one of us. It's a matter of tapping into that identifying it, tapping into it, and then leaning into it as much as we possibly can. I truly, truly believe that in order for us to find any sort of significant level of greatness in our life, that we have to demonstrate the boldness to go after and get it in. So, it's been my journey. It's something that I feel is important that we all take. And I think if we can do that, then we can have a tremendous impact, not only in our own lives, but that on how we show up in the world and how we impact others and influence others.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Including our children, yes.
Just take absolutely. That bold step, be audacious, and if you're not succeeding, you're learning. I love it.
Absolutely. Because sometimes you can't see what's around the corner, right? But exactly. You don't go because you know what's there. Go anyways. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, you learn.
That's right.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much, Audley. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to put all those links in the show notes so everyone can connect with you.
Emily, it's such a pleasure and an honor to connect with you like this again. When I had you on my podcast, I just remember the energy and spirit that resonated with me. And so to be able to bask in your light again is such a wonderful thing. So thank you.
Thank you, Audley.